Work Without Hope by Samuel Taylor Coleridge. Read for LibriVox.org for Labor Day 2006 by Annie Coleman. www.anniecoleman.com. Work Without Hope. All nature seems at work. Slugs leave their lair, the bees are stirring, birds are on the wing, and winter, slumbering in the open air, wears on his smiling face a dream of spring. And I, the while, the sole unbusy thing, nor honey make, nor pair, nor build, nor sing, yet while I ken the banks where amaranths blow, have traced the fount whence streams of nectar flow. Bloom, O ye amaranths, bloom for whom ye may, for me ye bloom not. Glide, rich streams, away, with lips unbrightened, wreathless brow, I stroll, and would you learn the spells that drowse my soul? Work without hope draws nectar in a sieve, and hope without an object cannot live. End of poem. This recording is in the public domain.
Work Without Hope by Samuel Taylor Coleridge. Read for LibriVox.org by Betsy Bush, Marquette, Michigan, September 2006. All nature seems at work. Slugs leave their lair, the bees are stirring, birds are on the wing, and winter, slumbering in the open air, wears on his smiling face a dream of spring. And I, the while, the sole unbusy thing, nor honey make, nor pair, nor build, nor sing, yet well I ken the banks where amaranths blow, have traced the fount whence streams of nectar flow. Bloom, O ye amaranths, bloom for whom ye may, for me ye bloom not. Glide, rich streams, away. With lips unbrightened, wreathless brow, I stroll, and would you learn the spells that drowse my soul? Work without hope draws nectar in a sieve, and hope without an object cannot live. End of poem. This recording is in the public domain.
Work Without Hope by Samuel Taylor.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?